The gospel reading today is hard for us as people of 2020 to really understand and see, especially when we're living in America. But it's still happening all around the world, especially in missionary lands where when one chooses to become a Catholic, sometimes it naturally creates a division within the family, because it also means that they have to let go of whatever cultural heritage or the ways of life beforehand. And that could oftentimes create an isolation, a sense of being abandoned by their own family. And in recent time too, I have heard several young people who told me that they want to be Catholics and they belong to the Jehovah Witness, which means that if they're going to lead the Jehovah Witness, they would have to write a letter of resignation from the faith and to abandon their faith. And to be able to embrace the possibility of being outcast, being ignored, being abandoned by their own family and the people that they have known their lives. And some of them said, this is the price that I'm willing to take in order to be a Catholic. And it's happening here in America itself, and it's still happening around the world. And we're being reminded with all these things that are going on, our faith is not a choice among many. It's not a luxury among many. It's not an option among many. Oftentimes, we are being reminded here and now that our faith is a personal choice of loving Jesus beyond all things and to have peace in Jesus Christ, even though chaos is still among us, chaos is still in our midst, and we still have to face many trials. Peace is not the existence of war, of disturbance, or with whatever we think is supposed to make us happy. Peace is the deep sense of belonging to God, that God is our hope, our strength, our foundation, and our source of consolation in the midst of all the storms, in the midst of all the hardships, in the midst of what is going on. God is our peace, because only in Him do we see that our life is worth living, much more than this present moment, much more than whatever is being thrown at us right now, whatever obstacles that are there, that God is worth living because His love is for eternity. And this is exactly what Pope John Paul II, now Saint Pope John Paul II, taught each and every one of us. I remember when I was growing up in Vietnam, I saw the Holy Father for the first time on TV. And I said, wow, he understands. Because J.P. II, John Paul II, grew up under the Nazis. He grew up fighting the communists. He understands what we're going through right now. And to see the Holy Father face to face, and he is one of the popes that made so many apostolic visitations around the world. And I said, he's reaching out to his people. This is the face of Peter. And for me, as a young kid, they would call us the JP2 generation. To see the Holy Father reaching out to the common people really gave me a lot of consolation that the successor of Peter, that the vicar of Christ, is there with his people. But John Paul II, we know too, is not perfect. He made some mistakes because he's human like us in his own understanding. But yet, in the successor of Peter, we see even now with Pope Francis, that they're all trying their best to affirm the faith of their brothers and sisters. And they're trying to do their best to lead by example. And they're all imperfect. but they're all trying to teach us that faith in Christ is the most important faith of all. And I still remember the year 2000 when Pope John Paul II was so old and his Parkinson really kicked in at that time. And so he was shaking and he opened the holy door for the Jubilee year of 2000. And he knelt down and he said, "Do not be afraid as we go into this third millennium. Do not be afraid, for Christ is with us. Cast into the deep and trust in the immense love of the Lord." So I'll end my homily today by that same words that Pope John Paul II used to love to say, "Do not be afraid. The Lord is with us, even in the storm itself." He taught us through patient suffering, especially in his later years when he was stricken by Parkinson, when you can see him on TV like paralyzed and couldn't do much, and you see him drooling and you see him suffering, but he was still there with his people because he was the image of Christ for us, that Peter, even in the midst of all his limitation, choose to love the church, choose to be present. So in everything that's going on, may we heed to what Saint Pope John Paul II taught us. Do not be afraid, for Christ is with us.